Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, to understand the whole Bible. Not just go through and pick out certain select scriptures to make everything sound really, really nice. Well, we're living in very desperate times. Let's understand a fundamental principle of life so that we can also understand what on earth is happening in the world today. Now, everything seems to be upside down. Why? Gets back to one very important basic thing, a principle that God sets before every human being, and that principle is that you must choose. Everyone wants freedom. Freedom to choose what he or she wants, to rebel if they want to rebel, to go against God if they want to go against God, to hate people, to kill people, to lie, to steal, to cheat. And isn't that what you see on television all the time? Yes, indeed. What is it that we are putting into our minds? And remember, we are reaching a point that is putting us in absolute contrary position to God. And when you do that, then you're going to suffer the results of it. So what's happening in this world? Let's reduce it down to what is happening in your life. As we have covered, how many lies are there in the world? One of the biggest lies that has ever been told has come from the pulpit, and that is Jesus came to do away with the law. Now that is one of the biggest satanic lies that has ever been perpetrated in the name of Jesus. Think about it. We demand laws in the society, but we preach lawlessness from the pulpit. We say that God is a God of love, which he is. But because of that, he doesn't judge us, which he does. So where is the first basic fundamental stepping stone that you need to understand so you can get your life squared around? So that you can come out from the deception that is in the world. And Satan is the prince of the power of the air, as we have covered many times, has weaved a deception in this world that is so absolutely beyond belief that to even bring it up, you are called a lunatic. Now, we've grown up in a society where they've gradually changed choice to freedom to do whatever you want. Yes, God gives us freedom to choose. So let's look at it. Let's read what God has set before every human being. Now, he's talking to the children of Israel before they go into the promised land here in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. But here's what God sets before every one of us, every day, every minute, everything that we do, because he made us to be human beings who must choose. And he made us so that we function at our optimum best when we love God and keep his commandments. When we don't do that, we have problems and troubles and cursings, and our lives are all messed up. So let's read here. Behold, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. Now today, the tipping point has gone way over on the evil side. So we are in a desperate fight to love God and keep His commandments because the whole world is contrary to God. Here is God's command. And that I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, so that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God shall bless you in the land where you go to possess it. Question. Do you have the blessings of God in your life, or do you have the cursings? Because we'll cover the cursings. Now, people don't like to hear about cursing. But God has made it in such a way that it is automatic, as we have covered, just like the law of gravity. If you love God and keep His commandments, you'll receive blessings. If you disobey Him and reject His commandments and go against His will, you automatically bring the curse upon you, just like if you don't watch where you're walking, you're going to fall down and smack yourself somewhere, right? Yes. Now let's continue on and let's ask a question. Is God in your life? Think about it. God the way He says He wants to be in your life. Not flattering God because you want some of His blessings. So let's see the other side of the coin. Wherever there's a blessing, the other side of the coin is a curse. The mirror image. It's like right and left hand. Okay? And you can't get away from it. All human beings, from the time of birth until death, are confronted with this choice. So we read what would happen if you obey God. Now verse 17, but if your heart turn away so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. That's why. The very first commandment is, I am the Lord your God that brought you out of the land of Egypt. You shall have no other gods before me. Now that's the whole first commandment. And Egypt is there because the whole world system and religion is based on Babylon and Egypt. Whatever comes out of Egypt originally came out of Babylon. You can't come to God and tell God what you will or won't do, because that puts you in a position of being God. And God isn't going to listen to anyone's declaration against Him, because He is almighty. So here's what happens. If you turn away, I denounce to you this day that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days on the land where you pass over Jordan to go to possess it. Now, wherever you live, it applies today. Because the gospel and the Bible has been preached in the whole world. So all these choices are for every human being in the world. Now, what you're confronted with is this. You're also confronted with the fact that you've grown up in a world and a society that has already been set and die-cast and ready-made in its own traditions with their own religions and their own beliefs and all of these things. So you can no longer say, well, my parents were good parents. You have to ask the question by the standard of the Bible, what is good? Ask the question, were they deceived? Ask the question, did they have other gods? Ask the question, did they have a false Christianity? Now, what is one of the biggest signs of false Christianity? And all of them know it. It is, as we have covered how many times? The Sabbath day. The seventh day, weekly Sabbath. That's an appointment that God made for you, that if you keep it, you'll learn of Him. If you study His word, He is speaking to you. If you obey Him, He will bless you. Now notice what is the witness. God always has witness. The mouth of two or three witnesses. So notice what he says here in verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Now, how's that for two witnesses? Are the heavens still there? Oh, yes. And you're standing on the earth, and it's present with you all the time, is it not? Yes, indeed. You go outside, and there's the sky, there is the sun, there is the moon, there are the stars at night. And all of those are a witness. Yes, indeed. I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, therefore choose life, that both you and your seed may live. Not turn your children over, as we saw in these cartoons, to let anything come into their minds. Now, how am I going to stop that? That's up to you to figure out. All right, let's go on. Now, here's what God wants you to do. That you may love the Lord your God, and may obey his voice, and may cleave to him, for he is your life and length of days, so that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them. Even in this world, God is able to do it, see? Because God knows those who are his. And that's why understanding the Word of God is so important. And that's why we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, because that includes all the teachings of the Old Testament as well. Now, let's not get into any arguments about, well, what Paul wrote and so forth. The best way to answer that question is, you write for the book that we'll send to you at no cost. Judaism, a revelation of Moses, or a religion of men. There is not one thing in the New Testament that is an argument about whether to keep the commandments of God or not. It has to do with false religion of Judaism, which applies to all the false religions of this world. Now, let's see what happens when you go against God. Let's see what else he said, because it's very important to realize that God told us, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now the children of Israel were going to go into the promised land. And let's understand what he told them. Now we already read in the segment before this, that you shall not prostitute your daughters, lest the land be filled with violence and whoredoms. Stop and think. Is that what we have today? Yes, indeed. Stop and think. What's happening to our land? What's happening to our economy? What's happening to the things that we hold dear, if we hold them dear? Or people running around saying, well, I just don't know what's wrong with the world today. I'll tell you what's wrong with the world today. You've rejected God. And you don't know that you have unless you look into the Bible. Now here in Leviticus 18, here is what God said. And we need to understand it because we are going to see the very fact that we have rejected God, the first thing that takes place is a change in sexual mores, as they call it in the world, which are not mores. They are the laws of God. What did God say about his laws and commandments? That he has the witness of the heaven, the earth, against us if we choose to go the way of the world and self and Satan. So God gave them another warning. Before you go into the land, I want you to know why this land is being taken away from these people, because they had all of these vile sexual practices. Now, let's come to Leviticus 18. Now, I want you to read all of Leviticus 18, and I want you to understand this. that where it says to uncover the nakedness of another individual is to become involved in sexual relations with them. So God told Moses, he said, verse 2, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. As they do in the land of Egypt where you dwelt, you shall not do. And you shall not do as they do in the land of Canaan where I am bringing you, neither shall you walk in their ordinances. You shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances and walk in them. I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. None of you are to approach to any who are near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. Then he lists father, mother, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, grandchildren. Covers everything concerning pedophilia and sex outside of marriage. Then you go and you read Leviticus 20, and you will see all of the penalties that will be brought upon you for doing so. Now, if you don't think that the New Testament does not also say the same thing, you've got another thought coming, because it does. And the Apostle Paul wrote the same thing. The one who was supposedly getting rid of the laws of God never did. Now, we've gone over this, Romans, the first chapter, how many times? But look at it again, and then look at the world. Look at the lives of people you know. Look at what they have chosen to do. And then ask yourself the question, what am I going to choose to do? See, because God is going to judge every one of us on what we choose to do. And God is no respecter of persons. All right? Verse 24. For this cause, God also abandoned them to uncleanness, to the lust of their hearts, to disgrace their bodies between themselves. First step, illegal sex. Out of marriage sex, perverted sex, homosexual sex, pedophilia sex, incest sex. God abandons them. That's what's happening in the world. Now today, you can add into it drunkenness, drugs, murder, rape, everything that comes along with it. Because when the central foundational pillar of society is violated, which is the family of a father and a mother, then society dooms itself to destruction. And if you don't believe that, read the history of every great empire of the past. And then ask yourself the question, what is happening to us today? What is happening to my life today? Now here's what they do. Verse 25. Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and they worshipped and served the created thing more than the one who is the Creator, who is blessed into the ages. Amen. Now, what is your God? Is it the true God of the Bible? If not, God says you can repent and you can change, and He'll forgive your sins and He will help you get your life changed. But if not, just like this nation, we are plunging headlong into self-destruction. I want you to understand how the shift occurred where now same-sex marriage is on the more majority side of approval. It is in all the major news networks, all of the major media networks on television, all of the soap operas. It is in the magazines as you go out the check stand. It is in the books that you read. And it is the lust within that is stirred up by Satan the devil, which adds to all of that. Now let's notice what happens because of that. Verse 26, for this cause, Now see, God doesn't do anything without cause. God abandoned them to disgraceful passions, for even their women changed the natural use of sex into that which is contrary to nature. Do we not have pedophilia online? Pornography online? Do we not have homosexuality online? Do we not have those who have forsaken the natural use of sex between men and women in the marriage estate? Yes, we do. And in the same manner also, men, having left the natural use of sex with women, were inflamed in their lustful passions toward one another, men with men shamelessly committing lewd acts and receiving back within themselves a fitting penalty for their error. And in exact proportion as they did not consent to have God in their knowledge, God abandoned them to a reprobate mind to practice those things that are immoral. Is that not what we have in our adolescent society today? Yes, indeed. And it begins, as we saw in a recent segment, with sexual promiscuity in cartoons before they even get to kindergarten. And when they get to kindergarten, they are taught the politically correct education for accepting homosexuality as normal. Is it any wonder that this nation is suffering the things that it is? Is it any wonder that we have men children and women children running this government? Yes, indeed. The key thing at the destruction of the death of the grown-up is the perversion of sex. Now, those are some pretty strong words. But if that isn't true, then what is your answer? And if I read it from the Word of God, is that not God's answer? Now, this is why we all need to come to repentance. This is why we all need to turn to God. This is why we need to love Him with all our heart and mind and soul and being. And we need to get on God's side. He's saying, come, I will forgive you. Come, I will help you. But we have to make the choice. So once again, this is Fred Kolder saying, thank you for inviting me into your home, and be sure and watch those or listen to those two sermons that I gave on the stealth revolution in government and religion, because it is the 100-year plan of incrementalism to destroy this nation by the forces of evil who call themselves progressive in religion, in government, and in education. So until next time, so long, everyone.